My name's Oliver Wilson, a 46-year-old black mixed race of Jamaican and Cuban. My father came to England back in the 1950s. It was a time of around Edward Heath, I would believe, or someone like that in power. And it was no one didn't want to empty bins or do the meaningless jobs, and he decided to come over, and he started off working in cars in Fords back in the 50s. But in the 50s, because he got to know a lot of people, he got very friendly with some people from the West Indian docks. And what he soon realised is that he could import the West Indian food, because in those days you didn't have corner shops or anywhere selling the kind of food that the West Indian people or the Indians or the Pakistanis liked. So my dad saw a quick route to that, and then he started getting stuff imported into the West Indian docks near Tilbury. And then he opened up the front of the house, where he then opened it up as a small store, where he then started trading. It became very successful very quickly, so then he started doing deliveries of the food to different people's houses and stuff, and then we started also selling paraffin, because in those days you didn't have central heating. It was all paraffin, mainly run heaters, because we lived in the big houses having the big families. I was one of 11. I've got one brother and 9 sisters, and one of my sisters died when she was 2 years old in my mum's arms of some sort of breathing difficulties. Because we had such a hard upbringing and we had a big family, there was a small period of time that we all got put into care because it was too much for my dad to cope, and the social services then decided to put us into care. So it was very, very tough, but all through the whole time that my dad was being very successful with selling all the West Indian food, he sort of fell foul to some guys who started drinking and gambling. So very shortly, success materialised in failure, because he was drinking and gambling a lot. So when he was having a bad time, he started really ill-treating all the kids in the house, and sometimes he'd never buy food, and we used to have to plant potatoes in the garden and use the old lard in the old chip pan. That was like the bottom of the pan was literally falling off from all the black soot of where the oil and the fat used to drip down. So you'd have to use the old lard for about a month and then chuck that down the drain and then restock it with new lard. And our basic, you know, meals for the day would have been like chips and egg every day, because we were so poor. And even going to school, I never ever had a school uniform, because we just couldn't afford to have that. So we used to go to the charity shops and get clothes that looked similar to the school uniform. Even going in through to secondary school is exactly the same sort of feeling, and people used to always take the mickey out of me. But for all of that going on, when I was 9 years old, I just knew there was one thing that I had to do. I just didn't feel comfortable with being in this situation of poverty all the time. I hated it so much. I hated the fact I couldn't have what I wanted. It's Fridays, going down to the fish and chip shop and not getting fish and chips, but having a pie that was cut into 6 pieces. I hated it so much that when I became 18 years old, I just decided I wasn't going to have it anymore. And I started a job with the Youth Opportunity Scheme for $23.50 a week. And then when I got my first wages, I went down to Tony's Fish Shop, which was in Greenwich. And all the pies I used to look at all the pies turning around in the window and then frying the chips in, and all the batter in the cooker, and thinking, right, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to buy myself 1 steak and kidney pie, a sausage and batter, a saveloy and a big bit of fish, and throw loads of salt and vinegar all over it and eat to myself, because now I knew that the time had come of where, like, I was moving out from this poverty. And around the same time, when I was 18 years old, I became England champion, and I wore my medal around my neck like Mr. T. I was the man. I was the main man. No one could touch me. I was a champion of all of England. I felt on top of the world.